When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
5 o'clock hour, Old School, DP, Austin Norman. 402-464-5685 is the land of lost children. Text line, otherwise known as. You can be a part of what we're doing. Follow on the streams, Facebook, YouTube, X, and Allo, channel 961. Jay Foreman's out today. He'll be back tomorrow on a Friday. Austin Norman, please let them know about the Mercado.
There might not be a more important day to let our friends on the radio and text line know about the Mercado, because that is actual, honest to God, good food.
Yeah.
All y'all need Jesus and all y'all need the Mercado. 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 168th and Maple up in Omaha. Please, before the next time you text into any one of our shows here on the ticket, visit the Mercado and understand good food.
Yeah, you're throwing Jesus water all over the place. Like, just like, hope some lands, right? Just some of y'all land. It is fascinating that in the full understanding of what, and we all have different tastes. And just so if you weren't with us to start the 4 o'clock hour, Austin, I don't even know how we got to Circus Peanuts.
Oh, you were asking me about what the weirdest thing
Right. So Circus Peanuts.
Yeah.
And peanuts. And we thought, okay, that was, you're really going, I mean, cause I am not a Circus Peanuts person. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty far out there for me. Like, that was, I thought that was deep water. Mm-hmm. But lo and behold, y'all came to the rally and rescue to say, oh, that's nothing.
Text line went to Mars.
They were like, hey, Circus Peanuts are normal fare. Even candy corn. Chocolate candy corn. Mm-hmm. Then it got weird. Then it got weird, and it took a major left turn. So we're just going to go through some of the things that are in play, because quite frankly, I'm just now trying to imagine potluck dinners in Lincoln, Nebraska. Right? Because
are you though? Because I feel like these people aren't brave enough and bold enough to eat these things in public. I feel like this is very closed doors.
Like, this is in the closet, like hiding from even their wives.
Probably.
Like, their spouses Man-taste. Don't know.
Yeah.
Like, their kids don't know.
Yeah.
Like, you can't look at your daughter who wants to eat Ho-Hos and Twinkies and you just go, don't be weird. You need to eat smarter. And then you go in the closet and you absolutely rack out to some potato salad and baked beans in the same forkful. Like you, first of all, how do you parent? Like, think about that. If you have kids and they see you with a plate full of baked beans and potato salad mixed together, because there's a texter who puts their baked beans and potato salad together. The 8-year-old child in the house and the 12-year-old child in the house are thinking some things about you.
And respect is not one of those things that they're thinking.
They're looking at you like, bruh. Bruh. That in the land of cinnamon rolls and chili, you asked the question, what did I expect? I had finally accepted chili and cinnamon rolls as a thing that, even if it's not for me, some base level understanding of what you're trying to accomplish.
Did you get there with pizza and ranch?
No. Okay, full disclosure, I broke up with a girl because of the way she ate pizza with ranch. Mm. Because it was one thing, because I saw her sister. Her sister was a 10. Her sister would fold the pizza and then dip it into the ranch. I had enough issue with that until my ex-girlfriend poured the ranch. She folded it in half and poured the ranch down the middle. Austin, I went to start to pack. Like, I was like, her toothbrush was first. I had allowed her to keep a toothbrush. Mm-hmm. And I held it like a crown. Like it was a sword. And I unsheathed it from like, be gone.
It's like you're pulling it out of the rock.
Oh, yeah. Style. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%. 100%. And it was, but Crowbait says, at school, we dip our Valentino's pizza in ranch dressing. I understand the dipping part. I wasn't for me, but okay. He goes, I also don't remember who mentioned Dorothy Lynch, but that was actually invented in Nebraska. Yep, which is the thing, but how you use it. Dorothy Lynch is not for everybody.
I think there was a line from, I believe, was it Jeff Goldblum in Jurassic Park? Your scientists were so preoccupied with whether or not they could that they did not stop for a moment to think about if they should.
Like, just because you can
doesn't mean you should.
Doesn't mean you should. If you listen, these are food combinations that you don't even eat with your windows open. Like, you close the blinds.
And the curtains.
Right, like, you close the blinds.
And you duck for cover in the basement.
And you're in tears while you're eating. You're sobbing as you dip the pickle into the cinnamon apples.
Like, this is all breakup food, isn't it?
This is why you break up food. This isn't the food you eat after you break up. This is what causes the breakup. Because, listen, you could be Democrat or Republican, and I will accept it. But if I walk in on you dipping your pickle in cinnamon apple, it's a wrap. That is... I don't care what gods you serve. What was the mashed potato one you were telling me at the break? Yeah.
Okay, so Deb and Beatrice said... mashed potatoes with white gravy and yellow mustard.
Who said that?
Deb and Beatrice.
Deb! Deb, is that a call for help? Deb, come back to us. Come back to us. Come back to us, Deb.
Casey is claiming that he introduced cottage cheese on brownies to his entire office and it went over pretty well. Is pretty well they didn't laugh you out of the room and fire you?
Those are lies. Those are lies. That's going to show up in your December review. Like when they...
Okay. A baked beans and potato salad guy chimes back in. Some people put potato salad in their gumbo. Have some friends
they
in Louisiana
do not.
Who do
Those
that.
Those are lies. Those are lies. There are no people. There are no people. Listen, when the supreme beings fly in their spacecraft, this is why they turn around and leave. This
Big Bird.
This is when they turn around and go, there is no intelligent life here. Everybody bail. Some people. Yeah, that is really those are the two words that Austin and I have laughed about quite a bit. Some people put applesauce on their brownie. No, they don't.
You're telling on yourself.
No, they don't. It's just you. You're some people. You alone are some people. Applesauce on top of mac and cheese. Listen. Why? Okay, so when you were making Austin, go with me here. And all listening family, go with me here. Somebody was making mac and cheese. Mm-hmm. Right? Mac and cheese.
Noodles, milk, butter, cheese.
Mac and cheese. And I need to understand how you cross the bridge from mac and cheese to finding, let's say you bumped your elbow into, like it was in the door and you bumped, your elbow hit it and it fell out of the refrigerator door onto the floor.
But it better be covered so it shouldn't end up there on accident.
Right, like it just, like it wouldn't
break. Is it an applesauce cup that your kid was eating that you brought the pot down to like stir and then you knocked it off?
Like, and then you said, you know what would be, and you know how, as a coach, one of my least favorite things a person can say is, you know what would be a really good idea here? Because it's never a good idea. It's never a good idea. He said, hey.
When I was a kid, they touched on my plate. I ate it and never looked back.
Is that child abuse? Is that child abuse? Is that what really?
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy. And order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Really happen?
That just sounds like a bad choice.
And yet, listen, we all make bad choices from time to time, but these are purposeful ones. These are ones that nobody on this list has said, I only did it once. These are all folks that said, not only did I cross wacky bridge to get to putting them together, but that they get their mail there. They live, they're familiar with the neighborhood.
We have a success story, though, DP.
Okay.
DM, my brother-in-law eats applesauce with his cake. We ridiculed him so much he doesn't do it anymore.
That's the meme. Shame.
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 Shame. No, Nyla. No.
But see, Nyla proves the point. That's the reason I eat my hot dogs plain in public.
Ashamed.
If you're ashamed to do it in public, you shouldn't do it in private.
Yeah, Big Bird, I'm a member. My grandmother was a member. She was a card-carrying member of You Better Eat Everything on Your Plate. Like, that club, my grandmother was a member, and three rulers taped together to back it up and support it. Right? Like, full on. But never combine things on the plate that just everything on the plate went together.
Right.
Everything on the plate went together. Like, and I now have a newfound respect. Before this conversation, I would have said, if you told me you were a plain hot dog person, my head would have spun and I would not be able to stop tapping my toes. Right? That plain hot dog people scare me. Scare me. Like, you're going through life. You're just, like, you're avoiding pain. You're avoiding pain.
Better safe than sorry is the motto, DP.
Plain hot dog. I thought plain hot dog people, like, I would just like, oh, wow. You are scarred internally. But now I understand a little bit more, because the other side of it is, what in the wide world of sports is going on? What is going... Chris. Okay. You got to read Chris's...
That's my dad. I vaguely remember this.
That's
I vaguely remember.
Spectacular.
So we moved to... Same zip code, 2008. Big snowstorm knocked our tree down quite a bit of it. Nobody was daring to go out on the streets except our neighbor to the west, who had gotten stuck 4 feet out of his driveway. I went over to help him dig out, and he explained that his pregnant wife really, really wanted a double quarter pounder, so he was headed out to placate her appetite. Not a weird food, especially compared to pickles and applesauce, but my dad says he always thinks of that when people's cravings come up.
Yeah, like, if you're telling me this is cravings food... Which I think leads us to another discussion, right? Because these are all the men who are telling.
Yes.
Like, these are none of these. Like, Deb, we forget. Like, we have given you a level. Nyla, we have given you and Deb some level of, okay, cravings. But we will slide your comments into the cravings conversation.
Don't tell us otherwise. We would like to keep our opinions of you above sea level.
Yeah, that, yeah, you were holding another body. You had been taken over by an alien, an internal alien who was sending you signals of what they wanted to eat, and they weren't fully formed, so there's no real method or logic to, hey, pickles and potato chips, please. So we understood. But then, the guys here, I'm really trying to understand.
The worst one to me is the peanut butter, lettuce, and bologna sandwich.
Why?
That's the one that is beyond repair.
Okay, so, and again, I'm a poor kid at heart. And I know that there are times when combinations of food aren't necessarily available. Mm-hmm. My mother was a queen of tomato sandwich. Queen Elizabeth loved. She would take tomato, cut them in big, thick slices, salt, pepper, maybe something on it, and then, okay, mayo. That was her, okay. Because that was all that was there. Lettuce, if we were splurging, lettuce. But some of this I don't understand because, okay, so now you're just being mean. Curious, DP, your thoughts on fried egg and peanut butter on a burger. Ooh. Ooh. My stomach hurts. That hurts my... Austin, that hurts my stomach.
You know?
Peanut butter?
And a fried egg on a burger.
Oh, bro. Oh, ow. Ow, ow,
I've heard worse. I've heard worse today.
Ooh.
I've heard worse today.
Oh. Oh, no.
No, the other one. The other one, DP, no. I don't think we brought up on air. But you mentioned as we are going to break.
Yes.
Ramen with cut up hot dogs and ranch.
I can say her name now. Julie Cannon. Cheerleader. College cheerleader. And a fitness fanatic. Her and her sister. And
I don't think Jeff and Nicole claim her. Sorry.
No. But tuna. Egg. Rice, mayo in a bowl. And I thought...
Excuse me?
Austin, you know, like, she's a 10, a 9. She's a 9, right? She's a 9. And you walk in and just go, what are you making? Now, in my head, when you said tuna, egg, mayo, I'm like... Okay, tuna salad.
You're getting there.
Right, yeah. Tuna salad. Mm-hmm. Except the egg wasn't boiled.
Talking like scrambled over easy?
Cracked open egg into the tuna and mayo. And I...
Huh?
I left. I left. It says there's a Brewski's Hangover Burger... And Big Red Quinoa. Okay. So
I'm getting pulled up now. Give me a minute.
Okay. Yeah. To see what that is. Fried egg and PB combo is at Zombie Burger in Iowa. They call it the Dead Elvis. Okay. So, no. This is why anything that's called dead, like on purpose, while everything cooked is dead and greatly appreciated, not a fan of raw food, I understand.
Okay, we found the Hangover Burger.
Here it is.
It's your patty, right? With grilled ham, melted pepper jack and cheddar, tater tots, sauteed onion, bacon, fried egg, and spicy boom boom sauce.
Austin. And people are paying. Nyla says, make it salmon and it sounds yummy. Add some sriracha to it. No, Nyla. No, we're not. We're not going to do that.
Okay, I think I found the Anytime Burger here. Give me just a moment.
What are we doing?
Okay, the Anytime is melted American cheese, crispy hash browns, country-style gravy, bacon, and an egg on grilled sourdough.
So you're just...
You're having breakfast between bread.
Let's just call it a stuff burger. Like, what would you like?
Oh, but a stuff burger is you actually put, like, the pocket of cheese in the middle of the burger.
Yeah, like, hey, what do you have? And that's and the response, you know, when waitresses go, hey, what do you have? And you respond back, well, what do you have? What do you have? Put it on a plate and let's go.
We found another cottage cheese submission.
Oh, 7418 no!
says, no! Hickory smoked tuna and cottage cheese. Looks like cat food, tastes like money.
Read that again. Ah, he said.
Looks like cat food, tastes like money.
Here's the thing that Austin and I landed on during the last break, that all of you vote and most of you reproduce.
And no one stops you.
That they're all at PTA meetings.
Big Bird says, my coworker was eating cottage cheese on her cantaloupe today.
He just said, Austin, this is where the teacher goes, look, y'all gonna need name tags. You're gonna need name tags. Because you can just go, hey, oh, you're the pickle and peanut butter person. Okay. Oh, man. Oh, man. We're going to go to break because I need to regroup. Y'all are wild. We had no idea that's where we're going today. But, man, oh, man. Woo-wee. Because now it's almost dinner time. And I have questions about what Lincoln's having for dinner. Some of y'all need to listen to my boy Charles Phillips. Head over to Mary Ellen's and let him make you a plate. Because y'all plates... ain't it? We'll be right back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, you black men out there tried to hide your criminal records and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.